Authorities say they're actively looking for survivors. President Biden's called it a terrible incident.
To the people of Baltimore, we're with you. We're going to stay with you as long as it takes. And like the governor said, you're Maryland tough, you're Baltimore strong, and we're going to get through this together. And I promise we're not leaving.
Two ministers have joined the exodus of Tory MPs ahead of the general election, forcing Rishi Sunak into a mini-reshuffle. Leo Doherty has been appointed the Armed Forces Minister following the departure of James Heapy. Luke Hall is now an Education Minister after Robert Huffman quit. A woman's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a nine-year-old boy died in a three-vehicle crash in Dorset. Police were called shortly before 5:30pm yesterday following the incident on the A354 at Eastwood Yates. The BBC's Director General's declared he's open to a more progressive licence fee. Tim Davey told us it's right to ask questions about its longevity and is acutely aware of how much it costs.
If you look at the inflation on other commercial services, it's been far, far higher than the BBC. We are offering, we think, good value, but I can tell you there is no sense of complacency on that. We have to make sure that it's worth something for everyone.
Mr. Davey says he'd be open to new models to fund the corporation. The cost of a chocolate bar could be about to rise again as cocoa prices soar to a new record high. The spike's been blamed on poor harvests because of extreme weather. Wales and Poland are playing extra time in their Euro 2024 playoff final in Cardiff. A short time ago, it was goalless. The winner will seal their place at this summer's tournament. England drew 2-2 with Belgium in their friendly at Wembley, while Northern Ireland were 1-0 winners against Scotland in Glasgow. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
I say green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good.
It really is. Once again, a big welcome everyone to the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. Here we are on Phoenix FM 98.0 if you're based in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. Grateful to have your company this evening. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me right through till midnight. Remember, if you have a smart speaker, you can just ask it to play Phoenix FM. You can find us online if you have a Mixcloud account. You can get the video feed into the studio as well. What the heck is going on this show tonight? It's Tuesday. It's the 26th of March. There are loads of ridiculous holidays to enjoy. We'll bring you some celebrity birthdays later on too. We'll possibly be talking to Scott Fish, our roving reporter, and finding out all kinds of interesting facts during the show too. And the return of Prediction Master is quite exciting. So that will be happening. As ever, there's an intense debate raging across the Twitter / Xverse. And all the music has been selected by you lovely leg-end listeners once again. So stay tuned to see if your suggestion makes it into the playlist for tonight's show. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an interesting ride. So stay right where you are. Keep your radio where it is. Keep your internet tabs exactly as they are. Don't go anywhere. Turn the volume up. Let's all have a great time together. It's Tuesday night. Ridiculous holidays will be revealed after this. And you'll understand why the theme of tonight is songs about being alone or lonely or on your own or quiet. Following that theme, getting us started musically here, thanks to the suggestion of Mr. Nick Field, fellow Phoenix FM presenter, here is Pink.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Pink, Leave Me Alone, I'm Lonely. That's the beauty of broadcasting between 10 and midnight. Chance of profanity in some of the songs. Apologies if you weren't expecting that. Anyway, it's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. We're all going to have a great time here tonight. It's the 26th of March. I'm looking forward to spending a couple of hours with my lovely Leg End listeners. Shall we find out what on earth is going on Tuesday, the 26th of March, in terms of ridiculous holidays? For instance, did you know today, of course, all across the world, is Legal Assistance Day? Do legal assistants need a day? Well, they've got one. It's the 26th of March. So, you know, all those lawyers and barristers and solicitors will be thanking their assistants today. They wouldn't have done it any other day, but they will be now. Oh, yes. All those assistants will be absolutely sick of being thanked by 10 p.m. at night, probably working late at night, someone finishing off some important filing and research on a case somewhere. Someone's just thanked them. They're fine about it. They're happy because it's Legal Assistance Day. Also, doesn't sound that interesting, but when you actually learn more about it, it is interesting because today is also Purple Day. We'll be looking at things that are interestingly and famously purple later on in the show. But it's not just celebrating the colour purple. It started a few years back and it actually relates to epilepsy. And the colour purple is associated with epilepsy. And it's all about raising awareness of that and doing fundraising and things like that to help people with epilepsy. So, there we go. It is Purple Day, but we will be looking at things that are purple. And slightly disappointingly for some, but maybe excitingly for some as well, the 26th of March is also Solitude Day. Doesn't really work, but kind of does when you're broadcasting on the radio, because we're all together, but I'm alone in the studio right now. Obviously, the production team are just metres away. But, you know, I'm alone in the studio, so I am experiencing some kind of solitude. So, it's interesting. If you're alone at the moment and happy about it, then thank you for sharing your evening with me. If you're alone and wish you weren't alone, then I'm genuinely sorry for you. And I hope you can feel some companionship by tuning into the show that goes like this tonight. So, yes, it is Solitude Day. And then, of course, in a slightly more frivolous way, who could forget all week from Monday to Sunday, not just one day, of course we couldn't use a day, it is National Cleaning Week. Why National Cleaning Week? No one wants to celebrate cleaning, do they? Unless you're monikering friends, nobody likes cleaning. Nobody. Do we need to do it all week? Do we need to think about it all week? We all do it because things have to be kept clean. But National Cleaning Week started on the 25th of March and goes right through until April. Wowzers. And you know how we celebrate days with ridiculous holidays? We celebrate weeks with ridiculous holidays. And then, although this is a worthy cause, do we really need to celebrate it for a month? That's the question I'm asking, because also, all throughout March, it's Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. Why? I mean, yes, please adopt a rescued guinea pig. Give them a home. That's fantastic. It's sad to hear there's any guinea pigs that have been rescued, that have been not loved by their owners. And also, it's well known that guinea pigs are very social animals. They don't do as well on their own. If you get one, you really should get another one. So don't just rescue one. Rescue at least two together so they can stay being social. It's in their nature. They really love being with other guinea pigs. So bear that in mind. But it was more the fact that it went on all month. Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. Come on. Right, anyway, plenty more excitement to come. Loads of great tracks suggested by the lovely Leg End listeners. Celebrity birthdays up shortly. Scott Fish up later. We'll look at things that are famously purple on Purple Day. Prediction Master is back. There's an intense debate going on the Twitterverse. You can have a look at Ben Sim Radio on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and get a sneak preview before I talk about it on the air. But voting, as ever, will close at about 10 to 12 tonight. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to see what the poll is all about, because also today it is National Spinach Day. Just a tip as to what something could be featuring in the poll. The intense debate tonight is something to do with spinach and more. That's all I'm going to say. I have to say, spinach never appealed to me. And it shocked me to see the volume of raw spinach you can put in a pan and how quickly after cooking it, it really does shrivel, doesn't it? My wife's shown me about the beauty of cooking spinach relatively recently. I do enjoy a spinach infused with garlic and lemon, but just a raw spinach, not such a big fan. I know you get creamed spinach dishes, don't you, in restaurants? Well, you can make them at home too, but yeah, I imagine that's a bit nicer. But I don't mind a garlic spinach, I've got into it. Yes, just shocked at how small it ends up in terms of mass from what it started at before you put it in a pan. Right, let's get more music. More music suggested by you. Thank you to everyone that's got in touch on social media in the run-up to the show. Therefore, on a musical theme of being lonely and alone and quiet on Solitude Day, thanks to Paul Holman, here's classic Elvis.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Phoenix FM.
slightly melancholy, very tuneful, very beautiful. Elvis, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Thanks to Paul Holman for suggesting that, of course. Now, there is a risk with playing songs about being lonely and alone by yourself and quiet that the music could make people feel a bit down tonight. And I don't want that to happen, but obviously I'm warning you, there is that nature of it. You've chosen it, you know. But some of it is happy, lonely music, if you can imagine such a thing. But yes, I'm just looking at the playlist throughout the whole show. I think we'll be okay, I'm sure we'll be fine. Some of it's celebratory as well. So, I'm sure we're all going to enjoy our time together up until midnight tonight. Celebrity birthdays, I'll squeeze them in after the next track, I think, before we try and speak to Scott Fish in not too long a time and see how he's been getting on. I'll explain a little bit about the task I've set him very shortly. And of course, excitingly, in the second hour of the show tonight, Prediction Master will be back, and I'll of course be filling you in on the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse as of now. So yeah, plenty to get involved with, plenty to make your ears happy by being here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. So, time for more music, and many people suggested this one on social media in the run-up to the show, all independently of each other. Thanks to Mr. Ian Lee, to Marie Brooks, to Rachel Woollett. We are now going to hear from Eric Carmen.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home. So insecure, and love so distant and obscure.
Oh,
was just for fun. Those days are gone.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Eric Carmen with All By Myself. Not to be confused with Eric Cartman from South Park. I don't think he's ever sung a version of that, either animated or otherwise. Right, it's 25 past 10, very nearly. Shall we do some celebrity birthdays? I really think it's that time. I think it's going to happen. Who is celebrating today then? Well, Keira Knightley is 39 today. Richard Dawkins is 83 today. Former Tory leader William Hague is 63 today. Comedian Roisin Conaty is 45 today. The Reverend Richard Coles is 62 today. Actor Jonathan Groff is 39 today. Diana Ross is 80 today. Aerosmith's Steven Tyler is 76 today. And Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner, Jennifer Grey, is 64 today. And American comedy legend Martin Short is 74 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday, very many happy returns to you as well. Sadly, there wasn't a broadcast anywhere near the actual date, but it was my dad's birthday last Friday. Very happy birthday to him. I was working on the actual day, but we met up over the weekend and a great time was had by all. I am speaking on his behalf, but I think that's safely the case. But happy birthday, Dad. Now then. Plenty more music still to come. Of course, the excitement of Scott Fish, our roving reporter, coming up at around about 10:30. So probably after the next track, all being well. That's fabulous. And then, the delights of Prediction Master later in the show, the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. You can get a sneak peek at Bensim Radio on Twitter before I talk about it on the air. Loads more music associated with being alone, being lonely. About solitude on Solitude Day. And of course, it's also Spinach Day, Legal Assistance Day, Purple Day. All week it's National Cleaning Week, and all month it's Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. All worthy causes, but utterly ridiculous that it exists for a month. Right, now another one that a few people suggested. We're going to hear from Andy Williams, courtesy of Angie Stanger-Leeds and Fiona Watson, independently of each other. Thank you for suggestions, ladies. Alone Again, naturally.
Phoenix FM.
Andy Williams, Alone Again, Naturally. Yes, all the music tonight features references to solitude because it is Solitude Day on the 26th of March. Now, I do need to let my lovely Legend listeners know something. I'm going to play this first of all. You'll realise, quite literally, there's been a cock-up, but here we go.
Cares.
He's a
roving reporter. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, we all know over the weeks that we've had Scott Fish as our roving reporter, he's had his issues, it's fair to say, with misunderstanding requests and tasks and briefings, not quite hitting the mark every single time. Now, earlier this week, I spoke to Scott Fish over the phone and told him that one of the holidays we were ridiculously celebrating today was Solitude Day. And I said to him, would he be up for the difficult task in a genuine psychological experiment of genuinely shutting himself away for today and experiencing solitude? No phones, no internet, no television. Almost like a prisoner in solitary confinement. Now, I did admittedly not say, make sure you've got your phone with you at 10:30, because that kind of went without saying. I thought that Scott Fish wouldn't carry on with the solitude when he would be being spoken to on the air by me, which he's done every week for the last few Tuesday evenings at 10:30. So, I can't get hold of Scott Fish at the moment. His phone is switched off. Well, it's not. It's going straight to message, straight to answer phone. And I've sent him WhatsApps and they haven't been received. You know, you can see the double ticks. So they haven't gone blue. So there we go. Scott Fish is experiencing solitude, I'm guessing. It's self-imposed, all in the name of a psychological experiment for the airwaves. I'll try and keep getting hold of him throughout the show. Who knows, we may be able to speak to him a little bit later on. If the worst comes to the worst, do rest assured I will go round his house and just check on him on the way home tonight. But yeah, Scott Fish, solitude, can't get hold of him.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Fish, haven't spoken to him yet. Self-imposed solitude. It is Solitude Day, so he has kind of done the right thing, but I did imagine he'd be free to speak to me on the air. There we go. Apologies for that, lovely Legend listeners. Don't despair, though. We've got plenty of lovely tunes to get on the airwaves that have been suggested by you guys on social media in the run-up to the show. Thank you so much for that. And we've still got to hear about things that are purple. Hear from Prediction Master, who's back this week, and the intense debate on the Twitterverse. And who knows, if anyone drops me a line as well, we could go off at tangents. Thanks to your suggestions. So amazing stuff. If you want to get in touch for any reason whatsoever, Ben Simmons on Facebook, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Lots of ways to do it. Thank you so much for being here. Right now, we are going to hear from Altered Images, courtesy of another Phoenix FM presenter. They're out in force tonight. Thanks, guys. Karen Ridgers, I Could Be Happy.
I could be happy, I could be happy, although just got
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Altered Images, I Could Be Happy. So, we haven't managed to get hold of Scott Fish. As I said, I'll go and check on him after the show if I don't manage to speak to him. So, don't panic, lovely Leg End listeners. But, of course, to do with honouring with epilepsy, today is also Purple Day. And I thought I would look at things that are famously purple and let you guys know some interesting facts about those things. Now, what about the gemstone amethyst? Amethyst is the name given to purple quartz. And there are people that believe its name derives from the Greek word amethyst, meaning not. A, the beginning of the Greek word, means not. And then methustos means intoxicated. So it literally means not drunk. Amethystos. And in ancient times, wealthy people who wanted to stay sober was said to have had drinking glasses or goblets made from amethyst. While pouring wine for their guests, they could serve themselves water, as the dark purple hue of the gem would disguise the colour of the drink so it looked like wine, therefore making it seem as though the Lord was having a drink when they would stay miraculously sober. And people attributed this to the gemstone, and it became known as amethyst. It was also thought in ancient times, if you wished to save a drunkard from delirium, you could mix crushed amethyst into a person's drink. Don't know if that would have been all that good for them, but there we go. Yes, amethyst, purple quartz, derived from the Greek word amethustos. Not methustos, intoxicated. So yeah, incredible stuff. See, I love learning stuff like that. Amethyst, it's purple. If you've got some amethyst on you, well done. So I'm sure you're very pleased with yourself on Tuesday the 26th of March on Purple Day to be having something purple. Of course, there are other things less expensive than amethyst that are also purple, and we'll talk about those in due course. Ironically, I can think of two foodstuffs that have other colours in their name but are actually purple. For instance, they're not blue, are they? They're purple. And red grapes, not really red. Depends on your take on shades of red, I suppose. But red grapes are very often purple as well. Come on, be honest in your naming of yourself. I'm more annoyed about blueberries, to be honest. I was having a discussion today with someone that there are no foodstuffs that are blue. If you know any different, and you can't say if you put it in blue food colouring or mix blue food colouring in with it, are there any naturally occurring foodstuffs that are actually blue? Blueberries don't count, they're purple. See, it's Purple Day. This could be an intense debate on Twitter, couldn't it? But it isn't, there's an entirely different one. We'll come to that in June. Right, let's have more music. Thanks to Amy Wright Holden, we're now going to hear from Heart. Not the radio station. That would be a rival. I wouldn't be promoting it. I'd be all alone on that one. See what I've done there?
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end though.
That was Heart and...
I said some of the songs tonight, we're not promoting Being Alone, it is just Solitude Day, so I don't want people to get sad. Obviously, various tracks can invoke various kind of emotions, but or evoke even various kind of emotions, but yeah, some of them are going to be happy tracks, some of them are going to be reflective tracks. I think we all need some time to reflect. It occurred to me, I've been commuting quite a lot the last couple of years, but on trains in and out of London. And everyone, I know everyone all across the world now has smartphones and spends their life looking at them whenever they're travelling. But I remember hearing something someone said a few years ago. It is now impossible to be bored. You cannot be bored. Because if you have a phone and you're in a situation previously before phones existed where you would have been bored, you just get your phone out, look at it, find something on your phone that you find interesting. And, you know, with these apps now, things like YouTube, Instagram Reels, TikTok, of course, you can find very short videos. And if you don't like what you're watching, you just swap to something until you find something you like. It's very easy to find something that vaguely interests you. I genuinely think everyone's minds are getting overstimulated. I do think we need to deliberately take time to reflect. Put your phone away and actually just be alone with your own thoughts. Even if it's for 5-10 minutes a day, you don't have to be looking at your phone all the time. It could just be me. Maybe I'm in the minority. But, you know, I do think there's a lot of overstimulation going on, whereas previously that did not happen. And it does seem like there's more anxiety in the world these days. It's easier to hear about negative things that are going on because the world is so interconnected now with the internet. But, yeah, I think people need to actually think about their mental health, actually think about just taking some time out without using technology and just being alone with your thoughts. I think it could actually be good for people. Still, yes, I had a lovely message from Ellie from Beckles, who has requested a track that will be on later on, Ellie, but she said she's majorly concerned as to Scott Fish's whereabouts. She's very fond of him. Last week, she woke up for several mornings with Scott's jingle on the brain. Where did he go? Nobody knows, indeed. And couldn't stop singing it all day. She's kind of fond of his ineptitude and how he understands what exactly he is expected to report on. That is why it's concerning that this week, when solitude is the theme, he has understood. Yeah. He doesn't always get it right, and he's gone missing. There is. Well, I will try and get hold of him again throughout the show. If we can speak to him at any point, that will be a huge relief. If we don't, I will go and check on him afterwards. I promise you, Ellie, I will post and let everybody know that Scott is well and all is well. This could be a weekly mission that's sadly been an example of a slightly more misunderstanding than normal, but I'm sure Scott Fish is well, I'm sure he's looking after himself, I'm sure he's experiencing solitude, maybe it's helping him, you know, maybe effective, maybe that's fabulous. Okay, now Scott Fish is a girl, and he might be lonely at the moment, but I'm sure he'll have some company again very soon. Eddie Holman knows all about him. This was suggested by Ian Parkin. Thanks, Ian.
But once you're in my arms, you'll see no one can kiss your lips the way I will, the way I will. Hey there, lonely girl, lonely girl, let me make your broken heart like you. Hey there, lonely girl, don't you know this life of you? Don't you know this lonely boy loves you?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Eddie Holman and Hey There, Lonely Girl. Thanks to Ian Parkin. Now we are coming up to 11 o'clock. We're not quite there yet, but just so I can see if a few more people may get the chance to vote, we're going to now talk about the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse, the Xverse, whatever verse it is. Elon Musk owns it. So, yes, the intense debate raging revolves around the fact that the 26th of March is Spinach Day. You had spinach today? I've had spinach today. Oh, yes, I have. So it is Spinach Day, and therefore a poll has been created and is available at Benton Radio. I would love it if anyone listening. Get your phone out, get onto Twitter. It will take you seconds to vote at Ben Sim Radio or on Twitter, and this will be at the top of that profile. Which one of these would you rather? Spinach, kale, broccoli. I have to say, if you'd asked me this question when I was 15, I would have made noises and pretended to throw up. I wouldn't have wanted to eat any of them. You ask me this question at the age I am now, and I'll still be regards to cauliflower. You know how kids don't want to eat and it's a bit sad, and you hate when you're younger that you end up quite liking when you're older? I'm thinking blue cheese. It's wonderful. When I was younger, I thought it looked disgusting, but it's absolutely amazing. When I was younger, I thought cauliflower was disgusting. I think cauliflower is disgusting. Now, apologies to those cauliflower lovers out there. I'm sure there are plenty of people that think it's delicious, which is great. Good for you. You enjoy it. I will not be enjoying it. I will not be wanting to enjoy it. I'm fine in my life not eating or enjoying cauliflower. So there we go, I just wanted to get that out there. I feel like it's been cathartic saying that on the airwaves. There we go. So yes, anyway, this intense debate is asking, which of these would you rather eat? You can only choose one out of four. Spinach, kale, broccoli, cauliflower. At the moment, cauliflower somehow has 20% of the vote. Broccoli has 61% of the vote. Spinach has 19% of the vote. Could it all change? Could spinach be victorious on its own day, on the 26th of March, which is Spinach Day? Yes. No, we don't need the fanfare again. All right, thank you for that. So cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Which would you rather eat? Spinach, kale, broccoli, cauliflower? There we go. Okay, I'll tell you something about me cooking with broccoli after the next track. Now, there are people that often sending some suggestions to this show, and sadly they're not on our playlists and our library, and they don't make it into the show. But with a bit of jiggery pokery, it is possible to get hold of some tracks. Now, my dad often asks for tracks by one of his favourite artists, Brenda Lee.
and frequently is a bit limited, Brendan's options. But he'll be delighted to know that I tried to find my very best intentions. Brenda Lee's Lonely, Lonely, Lonely Me. This is my dad.
Everything lonely, lonely, lonely me. Lonely, lonely, lonely me. Why did I ever set you free? I've been the fool, broke every rule. Lonely, lonely, lonely me. I'll end up crying and another love. But when it's over, I'm over. I know I'll still be loving you. Lonely, lonely, lonely me. How I'm lost in misery. My poor heart will yearn until you return. Lonely, lonely, lonely me.
That was played to my dad. Fantastic. It was his birthday last week, so he deserved finally to get another Brenda Lee track on the airwaves. I think we've played one, or there's one or two in the library, but has been limited until today. I've extended the library. There we go. Amazing stuff. Well, it's coming up to 11 o'clock. How are we always, how are we always an hour through the show? We're not always an hour through the show. How are we almost an hour through the show? It's racing by. Hopefully it is for you lovely leg end listeners as well. Has your suggestion made it into the show yet? Don't worry, there's plenty more time to see if it makes it into the second hour of the show if yours hasn't featured yet. Remember, if you've missed any of the show, you can get it, the podcast edition, from tomorrow morning on the Phoenix FM website on my blog page. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, it'll take you to the blog, and all previous recordings are available there to download and listen to at your leisure. Amazing stuff. Now, I do like to bring breaking sporting news on these airwaves, and fans amongst us will know the game's finished about 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, but very sadly for Wales, they've lost their Euro 24 playoff final against Poland. They were at home as well on penalties. What an agony to lose and not make it to a major tournament finals. That's such a shame. Going to be held in Germany in the summer, of course. Wales won't be there, Poland will. Wales losing 5-4 on penalties. Dan James missing the crucial penalty. Same for him. And England playing a friendly.